the former that the latter are pursued. It makes no difference whether the activities themselves are the ends of the actions, or something else apart from the activities, as in the case of the sciences just mentioned. The science of the good for man is politics. 2. If then there is some end of the things we do, which we desire for its own sake, everything else being desired for the sake of this, and if we do not choose everything for the sake of something else, for at that rate the process would go on to infinity, so that our desire would be empty and vain, clearly this must be the good and the chief good. Will not the knowledge of it then have a great influence on life? Shall we not, like archers who have a mark to aim at, be more likely to hit upon what is right? If so, we must try, in outline at least, to determine what it is, and of which of the sciences or capacities it is the object. It would seem to belong to the most authoritative art, and that which is truly the master art, and politics appears to be of this nature. For it is this that ordains which of the sciences should be studied in a state, and which each class of citizens should learn, and up to what point they should learn them. And we see even the most highly esteemed of capacities to fall under this, for example, strategy, economics, rhetoric. Now, since politics uses the rest of the sciences,